We had to get that out of the road and get that all squared away and get Dianetics all wrapped up, finished, so that you won't have to know any more about that. Because there's a lot of mysteries around here, of one kind or another. We look up and down the wall there, we find Declaration of Human Rights, United Nations. You wonder, what on earth do we have to do with that? We look back here, we find a terrific number of flags, and we say, well, that all goes in with the United Nations program. No, that isn't. We've got people in every single one of those countries. Yes, sir. And in addition to that, I will show you shortly that we're a little bit better supported than the United Nations. I hope nobody will tell you the United Nations that, because I wouldn't want to hurt their feelings. But the truth of the matter is that the people who are in those countries aren't trying to chisel the people in those countries into some program or favor which makes the people in the other countries subservient to the people in those countries, you know? In other words, there's no United Nations program mixed up with those flags at all. Even the United Nations and ourselves are at peace. I mean, there's just peace reigning everywhere. There's hardly anybody fighting anybody right at the present time. Oh, of course, there's a little matter. Sydney fighting Melbourne, Melbourne fighting Sydney, Johannesburg fighting Pretoria, Pretoria fighting the Kazi. The small matter of Los Angeles fighting Phoenix, and Phoenix still trying to scrap in Washington. But that's nothing, see? That's understandable warfare. Because what are they fighting about? Each one of them is fighting to be better than the others. Each one of them is fighting for better recognition for what they are actually doing to help mankind. And our people in those countries in the last week have actually done more to help mankind resolve its problems than any other organization on the face of Earth. And therefore, it's not entirely a gag or a joke that I tell you that what you're looking at there might mean more for man than the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. And that's not because of what I'm doing. I'm just a workhorse. I just work, you know. I just try to keep in people's roads, and I mean keep out of people's roads. But wherever the sun rises and sets today, Scientology is bringing them up Townscale. Wherever the sun shines, and during the entire revolution of its shining, the sun, I never dare say this in England, but the sun might be setting now occasionally on some parts of the British Empire, but the sun does not set today on this little empire of the human mind of which we're all a part. 2 years ago, we had lots of hopes. Today, we have lots of facts. A few years ago, we were trying to figure out what we were doing and where we were going. Today, we have a very, very good idea of where we're going. And most of us, particularly those who have been through recent material, certainly know what they're doing. Scientologist really knows better what he's doing than any other skilled professional on the face of Earth. That's a fact. He could do his job better. Any of us could do our job better. There are things that one could learn that exist right now and are being taught which would greatly better one's ability to handle any given situation. But Scientology, as a little tiny empire, even though it has tremendous area, is very peculiar. A lot of auditors lacking enough opponents. A lot of Scientologists occasionally say, oh, this Scientologist, that Scientologist, not so good, and so forth. They just want a little bite. But from where I sit, I have never known a Scientologist to have other than the best possible intentions toward his people and mankind. When you hear a rumor of some kind or another, remember that. I've been in a position to observe it all these years. And whatever he was doing what he was doing because he thought it was the right thing to do. In other words, you can trust the people in Scientology, no matter which one of those flags he flies. You understand that? That there's a body of people on Earth today who can be trusted, whose intentions are good. Now, wherever we have people, wherever we have an office, we have good intentions and willing hearts. It has been a little bit heartbreaking to me as the years went on not to be able to do my particular job faster. It's taken me 6 years to wrap these subjects pretty well up. I'll tell you a funny story. It's a joke on me. I wouldn't permit anybody else to mention it. A couple of months ago, I was slumped on the sofa in my office. I was feeling bad. I was feeling very bad. It's very unusual. I was in a turmoil. I was upset. I was staring straight into the teeth of an end of a game called research. And I knew why I felt bad. I said, "What am I going to do?" I said, here it is. I said, the tone scale has come to life. And pre-clears are walking up it. And the auditors that we get hold of and train are doing the darndest things with people. Well, I just guess I'll have to retire. Because my job's pretty well done. Mary Sue got hold of me and she gave me some auditing. She knew better than to say, "What's the matter with you?" Yow, 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 yow. So Susie, giving me the business and problems of comparable magnitude to finishing up research and a few minor things like this. And I said, "Just a minute." I was getting a cognition, you know. "Just a minute," I said. There's just something here that's right on the tip of my mind. I said, "Don't ask me that question again." I said, I really. So I said, What do you know? We've been 6 years assembling materials and tools so that we would have a game to play. Research never was a game. In other words, we're about to start." Well, I don't know whether you think Congress has started or not. Congress started yet?
Yeah.
Well, all right, hello. Okay. In other words, we've got this thing wheeling, huh?
Yeah.
It's going.
Yeah.
Good. Very, very good. Now, I'd hate to have to ask you this, because I know I'll have to persuade you. I know I'll have to persuade you a lot. And I know there are a lot of new people here that'll have to be persuaded likewise. And it kind of embarrasses me because I've never asked you before, but would you like some group processing? So what we really ought to do here then, wouldn't you say, is have a little session, huh? That's all right. I take it then on the slight hint that you've given me that it would be all right if I audited you. Okay? Well, now, a word of warning. To new people who are here. You new people. Anybody that's only been in it 4 or 5 years, new people. I get a kick out of these old auditors. They walk around and they speak about these modern auditors. Never run any engram, huh? Well, now, back in the old days. It's very funny when this new material came out on engrams. I'm not going to watch you on engrams. When this new material came out on engrams, why, almost all of the, quote, modern auditors, end quote, went around to the old timers and things. And the old timer would say, well, I'll run an engram on you. Lie down. All right, well, enough of this shilly-shallying. I want to tell you, who, if you haven't been in Scientology too long, I would like to caution you, very definitely caution you, about just sitting there and not running the process. I'm not joking now. Anybody around you can tell you that this is a fatal course in group auditing. After a while, why, you feel... You say, what is he talking about? Dun. Then the seminar leaders who are standing by here and their assistants will have to say, lie down on the couch. But I'll tell you, that's not a good way to get an engram run. Because some of these seminar leaders are very, very good, but they're modern auditors. They've never run one. And that's pretty bad. So there they are up and down there. They're the boys that you'll be seeing tonight. And they're standing by on this group auditing in case some newcomer is foolish enough not to do any of these commands. And in case some old-timer does them too well. All right. Now, group processing is an exercise by which the auditor stands up in front of a group and asks them to do silly things, which they do obediently. And it's just, you know, fun fest like barn dancing. And nothing happens. And at the end of that time, everybody feels cheerful. Okay? Huh? Is that a good description of it? Yeah, all right. Now, I would dearly love to actually run you on some tough processes, but we do have new members in our midst, so I'm afraid that you people who have had lots of group auditing will be disappointed, because, as a matter of fact, I'm going to run you on nothing but very, very old processes. Is that all right? Well, I invented the process of going to run on you Monday. And they're out of date now. They're all out of date. But we will run them anyway. And another word of caution is don't audit these on a pre-clear.
until you've been through indoctrination. You'll find he won't be able to take it.
What's the matter? You mean he's going to audit group processing commands from somebody that advises us not to audit on Freakler's. Is that right? That's right. I'm going to audit you on some stuff, some commands that have been audited successfully on groups by Hubbard. So just lay aside your notebook, and if you buy a set of Congress tapes or do something foolish like that, take tape number 2 out and burn it. Now, in group auditing, we do something very peculiar. We look up front here and find out if there's a wall. Well, when I ask you if there's a wall up here, why, you pick anything that you can see that vaguely looks like a wall, you understand?
Hmm?
Vaguely looks like a wall. You just do take anything up there, here, or that. Or if your tolerance is very high, why, you can pick a wall as solid as that. But if I ask you to look at a wall there that is over on your right, I mean that wall there. See? Now, the wall runs all the way up there. Any place on that wall is legitimate, and that is the wall on your right. Got it? All right, now if you... And this wall over here, this wall over here is the wall on your left. You got that? The wall on your left. Now, it's legitimate all the way to the back. You can look anywhere on that wall when I say that wall. You got that? All right, now, if you new people, it's all right. We haven't gone mad. There is a purpose in this. I've been meaning to write a book about it, or get one of you to write a book about it, or something like that. There is a purpose in it. Now, you see that... Well, anything back there, anything there at the back end of the room is quite legitimate as a wall. How's that? Huh? You got anything you pick back there. So we say the wall... in the back of the room, or the back of the room, I look back there, you got that, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, that there is the floor. And we say the floor, you touch that part that's under you. Got that? Now, up above, you will find a ceiling. You see a ceiling up there? Huh? All right, is there it up there? All right, well, now, we call that the ceiling. And if any of you run too strong a postulate and knock it down, why, I don't know whether the Congress is insured or not, so take it easy. Anyway, now, anything along that aisle, or the center, or insider, that's all legitimately the ceiling. You got that? Oh, you really got that real good. Now... Now, you see that pillar there?
Huh?
Well, now that is pillar number 1. Got that? Now, any angle or look at that anywhere from any viewpoint, that's still pillar 1. I don't want to get any semantic mess up here. I don't want some of you preclears getting up and telling me that that isn't really pillar number 1, because it isn't a pillar, but a column. Well, we don't care about that. We'll call it pillar number 1, and that's that, see? This over here we call pillar number 2. You see it there? Look at it. You see it there. All right. Now, back here we have pillar... number 4. No, that's 4. Oh, you mean I woke you guys up? And that is number 3. Got that real good?
Yeah.
All right, now these 1, 2, 3, 4, we will simply substitute if anybody happens to... be running this as a packed set process with no variation of command, we will simply use 1, 2, 3, 4 as the corners of the room vertically, you see. But We'll use 1, 2, 3, and 4. You got them now. 1, 2, 3, 4. Got it? Got it real good?
Yeah.
And you do have a front of the room. All right. Now, is there anything there resembling... Now, I want you to take very good care with it. Do you have a chair? All right. Let's find out. Find out if you got a chair. It is really that. All right. All right. Now, the process we are going to run, unless you object to it too much, the process we are going to run... I don't know it. Just at the last moment. I do have conscience, after all. And just at the last moment here, a little qualm has struck me, so I'll throw in a communication bridge right at the beginning of this, huh? Now, I'm going to ask you if it's all right if we run this. Hey, seven, our leaders, is it all right if I do run that first process we ran on the kids the other night? You think that'd be all right? Can you guys take it? Got ambulances standing by out there? All right. Okay, they got them. All right. Now, would it be all right with you if we put into the wall a craving to know so that it craves to know? Would that be all right? Well, you won't be so glib in a moment. Now, you understand that I want you to put into the wall or item name a craving to know, okay? So that it craves to know about what we don't care. It craves to know. And you put it in there. Is that agreed? Well, some of you haven't agreed to that yet. Everybody agreed to that?
Yes.
All right. Now, it doesn't matter how you do it. By postulate, by just saying so, by putting it on a list, or however you want to do it. You understand?
Yeah.
But all right. The wall on your right, into the wall on the right, put a craving to know. Got it real good?
Yeah.
All right, you got it in there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. Now, into the wall on your left, put a craving to know.
Yeah.
Real good?
Yeah.
Let's do a thorough job of it. All right, now, into the front of the room, put a craving to know. Do that?
Yeah.
All right, now into the back of the room, into the wall of the back of the room, put a craving to know.
Okay.
Let's really do that. You do that well?
Yeah.
You did that real good. Huh? Well, that's fine. Now into the floor, put a craving to know. So it craves to know.
Okay.
Got that real good, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Now, you see the ceiling up there?
Yeah.
All right. Into the ceiling, put a craving to know.
Okay.
Got that?
Yeah.
There's a couple of people not doing this. Have you got the ambulances standing by? Okay. Fire and rescue squad, too. All right. Now, how did that go? Now let's see if you can do it a little bit better, and this time get that wall really craving to know.
Craving to know.
Yeah. Over there. Right hand wall, make it craving to know. Did you make it?
No.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Now, the left-hand wall. Put into it a craving to know. All right, now into the front of the room, put a craving to know. You put it into the front of the room. Easy, huh? Like a breeze. Good, good. That's fine. All right, now into the back of the room, put a craving to know. You make it? You really make it? All right, now into the floor, put a craving to know. Is it craving to know?
Yes.
All right, let me ask you factually right this moment. Is that floor craving to know?
Yes.
All right. If there's any doubt about it in your mind, make it crave to know. You do it. You make that floor crave to know. Once more.
Okay.
All right, that's fine. Now let's look up at the ceiling. Now let's put into the ceiling craving to know. It really craves to know. Real good, huh? All right. You got it in that real good? Okay. Now, how do you feel?
Fine.
Anybody feel horrible?
No.
Everybody feels okay, huh? All right. This time, we're going to refrain carefully from putting any effort into this. We're okay, is that right with you?
No,
we're just going to put it in with the lightest possible thing and with avoidance of effort. We're not going to use any effort or strength. We're just going to put it in there lightly. You understand? But really put it into the wall. Got it? All right. Into the wall on the right, put a craving to know. Okay. Do that. Nice. Good. Now, remember, avoid effort. Avoid it. All right. Now, into the wall on the left, put a craving to know. Real lightly, huh? Delicately. Now into the front of the room, put a craving to know. Avoiding effort. Craving to know. Good, good, good. Now into the back of the room, put a craving to know. All right, how you doing? Still doing all right, huh? Still alive and everything. All right, now into the floor. Put a craving to know.
Okay.
You do that real good? Now into the floor, put a craving to know. All right, now look at the ceiling. And into the ceiling, put a craving to know. How's that?
Huh?
Are you doing real good now? Doing better? All right. Now, you understand, I want you to avoid effort. I don't want you to use crunch effort, you see, in this. I want you to do it lightly, carefully avoiding using any effort. You understand? All right. Now, into the wall on the right, and I mean into it, you put, as a sin or an overt act or anything you care, a craving to know. You get that good?
Okay.
All right, now into the wall on the left. Put a craving to know. You really got that wall so it craves to know? Are you convinced that wall craves to know? It really craves to know? Well, you'll get better at it. You'll get better at it. Don't worry about that. Now, into the front of the room, put a craving to know. How's that? Got a craving to know into the front of the room?
Yeah.
All right, now into the back of the room. Put a craving to know. What? Got that real good? Do you believe the back of the room craves to know? All right, now into the floor.
You still got a floor there?
Yeah. All right, well into the floor, put. You put a craving to know.
Okay.
All right, that's fine. Now, look at the ceiling.
Okay.
Have you got a ceiling there?
Yeah.
Now, into the ceiling, put a craving to know.
Okay.
How's that? Okay, well, how are you making up?
Huh? Nobody spelled anything here.
Oh, somebody has.
Well, that's good. He's probably doing the process and the rest of you are goofing.
Now, listen. You make sure now that that wall on your right craves to know. Make sure of it. Good. Make sure of it. It craves to know. We don't care what, but it really craves to know. How's that? Got it now?
Yeah.
All right. Now, into the wall over here on your left, put a craving to know. All right. That's fine. Now, can you really getting it in there? I mean, people are a little less fast here, aren't they? A little more conscientious. Can you really get it in there?
Yeah.
Get it in there good? Now, could you guarantee that it craves to know?
Yeah.
Really craves to know?
Yeah.
And that you made it crave to know?
Yeah.
You got that? You made it crave to know. It really craves to know. All right, that's fine. That's fine. I'm glad you're satisfied with that one because I'm getting a little more satisfied with you. Now, get the front of the room here craving to know.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Front of the room craving to know. Really wants to, huh?
Yeah.
Really wants to know. Any of you people who've been instructing students get re-stimulated on this? Now, into the back of the room. Into the back of the room. Let's put craving to know. That's easy, huh? That's real easy.
Huh?
All right. Is there anybody not satisfied yet? Anybody who feels that he has not yet put a craving to know into any of these walls? Anybody who feels he hasn't done it? It's perfectly all right if you volunteer. I won't do anything to you. You don't feel you've done it yet? All right. All right. Now, you really don't feel you've done it yet? Real good, huh? I tell you what you do this next time as we go around. Tell you exactly what you do. Just do the best you can to the wall on your right to put a craving to know into it. You try to put it in. Do your best. Get a craving to know so that that wall craves to know. How's that now? A little better? Huh? All right. Good. Good. That's fine. Now this wall over here on your left, let's get a craving to know into it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You getting better at it? Is anybody getting worse at it? Getting better at it? Just a little bit better? A little bit? All right. That's good. Now, see this front of the room up here, these walls and things up here. All right, now you put a craving to know into it.
Okay.
Got it? You get really getting a little better at it? All right, now let's take a look at the back of the room. Got it there?
Yeah.
All right, now you put into the back of the room a craving to know. Really getting it into the back of the room there?
Yeah.
Does it crave to know?
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. You're getting just I don't care how much better, but just a tiny bit, huh? All right, good. Now, the floor. Let's put a craving to know in the floor. It really craves to know.
Okay.
Good, good, that's fine. Now let's take a look at the ceiling. Now, let's put a craving to know in the ceiling. Good, good, good. Really got one in there that time. Really got a craving to know in there. He really wants to know now. All right, that's good. That's very, very good. Now, are we doing better?
Huh?
We going about the right speed now?
Yeah.
Is it going too fast for anybody?
No.
Going too slow for anybody?
No.
Yes.
No.
All right. All right. Does anybody feel bad, sick?
Buddy, somebody back there.
Well, if you do, for heaven's sakes, at this time, this is not the time to stop. just keep doing it. You'll feel better.
All right. That wall over there on your right, now put into it, you put into it a craving to know. Hear the auditing command. You put into it a craving to know.
Okay.
Got it? Better?
All right. Good. Now, the wall over here on your left, you put into it a craving to know. Got that?
Yeah.
Got that pretty good, huh? All right. All right. Does that wall crave to know better this time than it did before?
Yeah.
You coming up a little bit? Who's still restraining himself so that he won't get sick? I guarantee if you feel sick at your stomach, if you do the process, you'll get over it in just a very few minutes. All right. Now, let's take a look at the front of the room.
Put it to me if you want to. I don't care. You can get short-circuited, save you much money.
Put a craving to know into the front of the room.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
All right. Now you're getting just a little better on it?
Yeah.
You're getting more real?
Yeah.
You know, this is asking a heck of a lot of you. Just because of the distance you are to the walls. You find that's a little strange, but you're overcoming that even, I'm sure. Remember, there's something solid at the other end. All right, let's take a look at that back wall.
And let's put into that wall now a craving to know.
Okay. Got it? Well, that's real good. Now, you got a floor there? All right. Now, let's put into that floor a craving to know. Make sure that floor craves to know.
Okay.
Let's do it again just for good measure, because you know it's right up close there. I mean, it's easy to do that one. So let's do it again. Let's get a really craving to know.
Okay.
Got it? Easier to do when it's the floor? No? Oh, you mean you guys are getting sharp, huh? Well, all right. Well, all right. Look at the ceiling. Got the ceiling there? All right. Now, let's put into the ceiling a craving to know.
Okay.
Is it really craving?
Yeah.
Is it just got to? All right. All right. Let's do that again to the ceiling, only this time let's carefully avoid doing it with any effort.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Got that? Do it lightly.
Yes.
Did you get away with it better the second time?
Yeah.
All right. All right. That's fine. That's fine. There we went round and round. And how are we doing now? Are we finding this easier to do?
Yeah.
Huh? Finding this much easier to do? All right, some of you are wondering why I'm running this process. I'm running this process because it's the top process of think. Let's look at that wall over there on your right. And you put into it a craving to know.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
You got that real good?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, just for good measure, let's put it into that wall again. How's that? Huh? All right. Good, good. You did it? All right, good. Now let's look at this wall over here on your left. Now we're going to do this one twice, too. So put craving to know on that wall.
Okay.
You get it, craving to know. All right, you do that?
Yeah.
Well, all right, let's do it again. Now you put into that wall on the left a craving to know. It really craves to know.
Okay.
Got that? All right, that's fine. That's fine. Now, into the front of the room. Put a craving to know.
Okay.
How about you people in the back? You making it okay? Remember, seminar leaders have a license to kick you if you're not doing the process. All right. You get that real good?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it once more. Into the front of the room. Let's put a craving to know.
Okay.
Making a good job of it now?
Yep.
Yeah. You got a really craving to know.
Yeah.
Huh? Got that real good?
Uh-huh.
All right, that's very, very good. Now let's look at the back of the room. Into the back of the room, put a craving to know.
Okay.
Got that?
Yeah.
Got that real good, huh? Once more, into the back of the room, put a craving to know.
Okay.
Got that?
Yeah.
All right, that's fine, that's fine. All right, now once more, you got a floor there?
Yeah.
All right, now you put into that floor a craving to know. All right, you got that?
Yeah.
Huh? Very, very good. You got that real good. Now, once more into the floor, put a craving to know.
Okay.
You're good at this, huh? Getting better at this? Is anybody getting worse at it?
No.
Well, let's once more into the floor, put a craving to know. That really craved to know?
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. Now let's look at the ceiling.
Okay.
Now into the ceiling, put a craving to know.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay.
Making out better?
Sure.
All right, let's look at the ceiling again and put into it a craving to know. Now let's get that, you get that ceiling craving to know.
Okay.
All right, how's that? Oh, it's getting better now. How are you making it?
Really a lot better?
All right, that's fine. Now we've been around once more. And we had any casualties?
Yeah.
Does any person still feel ill while they're doing this? Huh?
No.
Well, have you stopped doing it because you feel ill?
No.
No, you're still doing it. Is the illness getting better or worse? That's a boy. That's good. We're coming right up on it. This is good. Don't worry. Don't worry. You're in good hands. All right. Into the wall on your right, you put a craving to know, and make sure that you do it. That's why it's getting harder. You do it. You put a craving to know into the walls.
Okay.
That's right, isn't it? Is that good?
Yep.
All right, now into that wall on your right again, you put, once more, a craving to know.
Okay.
Got that?
Yeah.
Getting much smoother now, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, now this wall on your left, now you put into it a craving to know.
Okay.
All right, you did that well, huh? All right, that's good. Once more into the wall on your left, put a craving to know.
Okay.
You got that real good, huh? Good, good. How you doing? Doing better? All right, now into the front of the room, put a craving to know.
Okay.
Doing that real good? Doing it better? Are you doing it?
Yes.
Are you doing it to the wall?
Yes.
All right, just check these things. And again, into the front of the room, put a craving to know.
Okay.
All right. Is that more satisfactory?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You see the back of the room?
Now you put into the back of the room a craving to know.
Okay.
Got that real cut?
Yeah.
Oh, you're getting better at it, huh? All right, once more, let's look at the back of the room and put a craving to know into it. You get it, craving to know. That's good. Good? Do it real good? Well, that's fine. How about these sick tummies? They're getting better? Does anybody feel sicker than he did?
Yeah.
You got a couple that feel sicker, huh? Ah, this time, why, you really make sure you put it into the wall. Now, you put it into the walls, and it's all right, it'll go away. Into that floor right now. Particularly you people who are sick. Let's put a craving to know. Really craving to know.
Okay.
Is it really craving to know? All right. Now once more you put into the floor a craving to know.
Okay.
Did that real well? All right. And into the ceiling. Look at the ceiling. And into the ceiling, I want you to put a craving to know.
Let's
get that ceiling really craving to know. All right. Now once more into the ceiling, let's put a craving to know. Now how's that? Okay, well, that isn't too bad, huh?
No.
Not too bad. Well, all right. Now, how about these people that were feeling a little bit sick over this? You feeling sicker still? About the same. Well, don't renege from doing it. If you do it a few more times, you'll be all right. Now, listen, this time around, please. Please, I don't ask you to do anything for me very often. But this time, please get the wall craving to know so that it is in a psychotic fit. All right. And into the wall on your right, put a craving to know. Okay, now let's check it and see and make sure it's in a psychotic fit. Well, let's try it again. In that wall on your right, you put a craving to know. Is it in a fit? All right, that's very, very good. That's very good. You're doing real well. And into the wall over here on your left, you put a craving to know. Got it? Got it real good? Now, is it in a fit? Does it really crave to know? Huh? Feel good? Huh? How's that? All right. Now, once more into that wall. Put a craving to know. This time, did you do it well enough so that you felt we ought to send for the wagon? Okay. Did you do it well enough so that we should have sent for the wagon, take the wall away and pad it up? All right, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Now, into the front of the room, I want you to put a craving to know.
Okay.
How's that, huh? Got that real good? Is it in a fit? All right, once more then into the front of the room, you put a craving to know. Got it?
Yeah.
Huh? Well, let's check it now. Let's make sure it's in a fit.
Right.
Really craves.
Right.
Commit suicide and everything else if it doesn't find out.
Yeah.
Got it? Huh? All right. Now, once more into the front of the room, you put a craving to know.
Okay.
How's that? Huh? How's that?
All right, that's just fine. That's just fine. Is it in a fit?
Yes. All right, that's good. Now, into the back of the room. The back of the room. Back of the room. Into the back of the room, you put a craving to know. How's that? Good, good. And once more into the back of the room, you put a craving to know. And in a fit?
Yeah.
All right, that's good. Now into the floor. Into the floor, you put a craving to know. You got it? Good. You did that. All right, that's fine. And once more into the floor, you put a craving to know. Everybody now, you put a craving to know into that floor. No dogging off on me. Get 3 feet back of your head and part your hair. Got it? Did you do that? You getting much better at it? Well, all right. Now, let's look at the ceiling. And you put into the ceiling a craving to know. You're real good at that, huh? Does it crave to know better than it did when we began?
Yes.
Very much so?
Yeah.
You can do the stunt much better?
Yes.
All right, now you put again into the ceiling a craving to know. Got it? You did this much better this last time than you did, let's say, halfway through.
Yeah.
You did? Now, what do you feel now? Is anybody still upset? Somebody bored with it now? What are you doing having an emotion? I told you to make the wall have an emotion. The idea of having an emotion. Well, we'll just have to pick this up later. I'll tell you why. Because I want to know if you got a floor. I want to know if you got a chair. Got a floor? Got a chair? Got someone in your right? Somebody in the left? You got somebody in the audience? Is there anybody on the stage?
Yes.
All right. Is there anybody in the audience?
Yes.
Let's be sure of that.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Now, is there anybody on the stage?
Yes.
Good. Is there anybody in the audience?
Yes.
Good. Is there anybody on the stage?
Yes.
Good. Is there anybody in the audience?
Yes.
Good. Is there anybody on the stage?
Yes.
Good. Is there anybody in the audience?
Yes.
Good. Is there anybody on the stage?
Yes.
Good. Is there anybody in the audience?
Yes.
Good. Is there anybody on the stage?
Yes.
You mean I'm here?
Yeah.
Hey, what do you know? All right. Okay. Now, you got a floor?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
You got a chair?
Yeah.
You got a floor?
Yeah.
You got a chair?
Yeah.
Well, hello. Well, hello. Well, hello. 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 Hello! 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 Wow, I thought you could get up so that I could hear you. All right. All right. It's a big mystery, actually, if you want to know why I ran that process on you. But I merely wanted to say goodbye to all the thinkingness processes we have ever done, because that's the top and most effective button of them. So I just thought I would run it on you and you could see how an old-time process looked. Got it? So we ran that one just so we could say goodbye to it. Got it? Do you think the Congress has started now? All right, let's take a 20-minute break.